Hey, y'all. Thanks for tuning into the podcast. We're just a few people who are passionate about Jesus and living out our faith. And that's what this podcast is. And so we hope you enjoy as we share our experiences and how God is moving in our life.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the Bit Podcast. I'm your host, Marshall Parker, with my boy, Nate.
What up, guys?
Jordan.
What's up?
And just cards on the table. We recorded this first episode 3.5 months ago. And we recorded, re-recorded this probably 20 minutes before, and the episode didn't record right. So we're committed to this podcast. But yeah, so we lost the first episode we ever recorded. So we just kind of want to let you know what we're about with this podcast. And I don't know if, Jordan, you want to start it off?
Real quick before, we just re-recorded this again. And then one of the buttons on the recording thing was hit. So we actually all realized that we sounded like robots. We didn't realize it until after recording it.
Yeah, it sounded real rough.
We'll figure it out.
But yeah, we had an idea. We were sitting at a spot coffee shop like 3 months, maybe 4 months ago now. And we just had a really good conversation about how we're just... The three of us, I guess we should start like this. We all go to the same church. We're in community together. And we ended up at a spot coffee one day and just got into a really good conversation about how passionate we were about mobilization and how sending people out to create more and better followers is Marshall's thing, more and better followers of Christ. So we should probably start out with
Jesus'
followers.
Thing.
Yeah, fair. We should start out with like this podcast. We're followers of Jesus. We're passionate about our faith and sharing it with other people. And that's where this podcast stems from. Our passion for serving and mobilizing the church in our generation and how what that looks like in the local church, in the community. And so we were sitting, getting back to it, we were sitting at a spot coffee and we had a really good conversation. And we were like, guys, we should start a podcast. And here we are. We started a podcast, recorded a ton of episodes, not a ton,
seven.
And then we lost the first episode. So now we're re-recording it after not recording an episode in so long. So we're a little rusty, but.
So, yeah, I think we're going to just drop all seven at the same time.
Yeah,
it's going to be our summer season, and then we're going to go into where we are now because I want to keep it up to date as much as we can.
Right, right.
Yeah, so I guess we should probably start with the fact that in all the episodes, we reference a few things that we should probably talk about in this first episode.
Absolutely. One being, we call the thing vintage a lot. It's not vintage. It's chapel, young adults.
Now, that's the young adult ministry that we're all part of through our church, the chapel. In Buffalo. So we all attend that, and that's where we find ourselves in community. And so we talk about that a lot because that's like pretty
important to how we met.
Pretty important to how we met, yeah.
And we talk about the ACC a lot.
Yeah, so Marshall, I think you should talk about what the ACC is.
Yeah, I mean, I'll just give you the quick rundown. About a year and 6 months ago, I sat down with Fluff and Ben.
Who are two of our friends. And Fluff's real name is Jonathan.
Yes, and I...
FYI.
We were going through VLJ, which was Vintage Leadership Journey, which is something, which is just like a program to, hey, like, I think you'd be a good leader. Just kind of like a mentor thing, kind of like that in a way. Not a mentor, but just like what leadership would look like, right? And yeah, we just never stopped meeting after that. We were supposed to meet 2 weeks. We have met for a year and 6 months since. And the ACC to me is... just a group to have a conversation about the message, which is Jordan has a...
Yeah, well, I guess we should probably start with, like, the ACC is just a group of people we meet after church on Sundays and talk about the message.
Yeah.
Right?
And you don't call it community group, you call it...
I don't think the ACC is a community group. I think a lot of people look at it as just another, like, connect group at a church, but I think that the ACC isn't a community group. It's a group doing community because none of us signed up for a community group when we signed up for the ACC. We didn't sign up for any, we just showed up, and it's become so much more than that. It's become a group of young adults who are passionate and on fire and just doing life with each other.
Yeah, and I don't think a lot of people actually get what the ACC
not
is.
At all.
Not a part of it. And yeah, Nate, what do you think?
Yeah, it's just hard to like put into words kind of the stuff that we do and just even how we interact with each other. Like I haven't been around church too much in my life, so I don't really understand like the idea around community groups. Like the ACC has been like the main group that I've known since I started, and it's just been a huge point where I've grown in my faith, you know, because it's not just people that you just see on Sundays, and it's like, oh, these people are just like this on Sundays, or they only act like this when they're in this building. You get to experience how, you know, they keep the, like, their personalities don't change when we go, mm-hmm. when we leave the church building. Like, everybody's the same
right.
person. It's like, it's not just a Sunday thing. It's like, this is how everyone lives their lives. And just the fact that we get to do that together, it's, like, inspiring to see how everyone is living their life, you know, outside of the church, you know, serving and giving and just, you know, keeping Jesus at the center of their life. It's super cool to see.
Yeah, to me, it's like a bridge between, like, just going to church on a Sunday, but then also getting people in the door and connecting. I was talking to Pastor Dan recently, and he said, like, a big thing with churches is, like, college-age students that kind of come, and then they just walk out the door, but they don't really
right.
connect after college years. And that's just, like, a normal thing that I think most people are aware of. But it's the idea of that I never had the idea of, like, hey, I'm going to make this group and try to grow it as much as I can and stuff like that. That was never been the heart posture. The heart posture is just people who want to have an intentional conversation about Jesus, and it just became so much more than that. But I think it's so cool that it could kind of bridge the gap from there's so many people that have walked in here for the first Sunday, and then somebody introduces them to one of us, and now they're a part of the community, and that's so cool to me.
Yeah, and it's so unique. I think it's really cool. We're a group of young adults in similar but different seasons of life. Like, there's so many different people in the group that are on different paths of life, yet we all have one passion, and that's Jesus. And we find ways to live that out in the day-to-day. Like, the ACC isn't a conversation after church on Sundays. It's become a group chat of prayer requests daily. It's become serving in different areas of the community. It's become, I feel like our group is almost looked at by the church, our church specifically, like, oh, that's the ACC. There they are again. And it's so cool because that's not what any of us like sought out to do.
Just if anybody's curious what ACC stands for, after church chat is what it originally was, but it's became so much more. Some people call it the after church community, whatever you want to call it, but
yeah. No, yeah, it's super cool. It's become so much more than, like, God has used it in my life, I know, and just being able to find a group of people where I think I always struggled with finding friends who love the Lord. And, like, I felt like I had two different, I had friends, right? And then I had my community group, and that was never merged. And this group has really been, like, I found my best friends who I do life with who also pursue Jesus every day.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It was, like, friends and then church friends.
Yeah.
And now it's, like, honestly, it's becoming, like, even more than friends. Like, it's becoming, like, a family.
Yeah, it's super fun. So that's what this podcast, that's where we all met. And now this podcast has been a way for us to have those conversations that we have sometimes in the ACC and on a different scale. And we have a lot of friends in the ACC who are really smart and have a lot of wisdom. And so we're going to have them on here in the next number of episodes to talk about their passions and their talents and their giftings and how God is using them in our church and even in other churches that some of them find themselves in.
Yeah, and I just think it's so cool just to think where we were 3 months ago when we started this and just where we are now. Like, Nate, you probably didn't know you were going to be an intern 3 months ago, right? Now he interns at the church. Now Jordan is a leader at the chapel. Young adults had to process it. It took me a
not vintage.
But yeah, and I think it's just cool how we continue to just grow and just, I am the mobilization specialist now at the chapel young adults.
Marshall said that in air quotes
because
he doesn't really
know
what
that
means.
Yet, but I'm excited to find out. And I am about, it's so cool because mobilization is like what my heart was at.
Yeah, we said that a lot in some of these episodes.
You're going to hear that a lot.
And
oh, yeah.
It's something that I haven't really used that word in a while anyways because I kind of broke it down more. But it's still such a cool topic to talk about. And I'm excited about it. And yeah, thank you guys for listening. And I'm just excited for you to listen to these 7 episodes.
And then more that are to come.
Yeah, a lot of this is just going to be like us just sharing like our experiences with, you know, things that it's just happening in our lives and how God's, you know, working in our lives, you know, and just different way that we see God working in other people's lives.
Yeah, and I think it's important to say, like, none of us really know what we're doing. None of us claim to be perfect or to know everything. We just have a lot of these conversations, and so we decided to start recording them. So we're not claiming to know it all, but I hope that they help someone in some sense.
Yeah, and we just want to keep the receipts.
Keep the receipts of God's faithfulness.
I do want to say one thing that I do say in a future episode that I want to take back is in a future episode, we're talking about sharing the gospel and how we did it the one time. And I use this phrase that I say to sometimes when I share the gospel with people. I was like, I don't get anything from sharing the gospel with you. I do this just because, like, I believe it that much. And, I just want to take that back because I think it's very important to fall in love with the gospel daily. And that's something that I feel like in these 3 months I have been growing a lot into. So, yeah, share the gospel, guys.
So you think now that you do get something out of it?
Every single time. I think you can fall in love with the gospel every time you share it. And I think that's such a beautiful thing.
I agree.
Something that I talked about a little bit this past Sunday. And, yeah, I'm just – the gospel's beautiful, and I think we need to fall in love with it daily. But, yeah, that's just a little sneak peek on what we have to come. And a little, couple more sneak peeks are talking about how we help people serve. And there's an episode talking about demons. And, yeah.
Yeah,
demon, not plural.
About that. Wow.
Yeah, that was so long ago.
Mobilization, the demon episode.
Carl Mary.
Wow.
But yeah, thank you for listening, guys, and I'm excited.
I'm excited.
Hope you guys are too. The harvest is ready, and we have to go.